Hi, mate.
Fucking scared the life out of me. How you doing, all right?
Sorry. Yeah, I'm fine.
Yeah.
How about yourself? Are you enjoying delivering in the freezing cold?
Oh, mate, I've showed you the pictures, and I absolutely snowed here. It
Yeah, that's
was
hilarious. Yeah.
completely and utterly. It was embarrassing, to be honest. The first day, I said, tonight, the first day that it snowed, we all turned up to work, and all the vans were knacked. Like, at least four or five of them didn't even turn over. Like, they're all, you know.
Because they're all diesel turbos or something.
Yeah, so the thing is, they hardly work through the summer. There's no chance they're going to
Yeah.
work once it's below, 4 degrees. They're just knackered.
Yeah.
The doors don't open, whatever, it was a mess. So we all went into work. We all said, I mean, if you expect us to go out in that, you're going to have to shovel all the snow out of the way of the vans first because we can't get out of the car park. And because if we were on a slight incline, a slight hill, then the lorries couldn't get to us to deliver anything anyway. So we had nothing to take out. So instead of sending us home, they told us because we're under contract, we must stay there until 2 o'clock. So we spent from 6:45 till 2 o'clock, sat down. There's about 40 blokes all just sat there doing nothing.
Paid to do nothing.
Yeah, we're being paid for it, rock and roll, but it's not,
Sake.
absolute waste of a day.
That is a waste of time, that.
And then a day after that, we just took parcels out, and now we're on strike for a couple of days. So,
Yeah, it's good then. Well, I'm so happy for you.
there was 240 Yorks of parcels and letters that, they're like big. I don't know what you call
Yeah, I
them.
know it there.
Like
The big
cages and that.
panniers, yeah.
Yeah,
Yeah.
that I haven't even left the sorting office yet, sorting depot to come to us. So we're
Outrageous.
weeks behind. So Christmas is cancelled, ladies and gents. Good luck getting your cards. And you
Fuck
know what?
you all,
The cards that
honestly.
we do get, I've noticed quite a lot of them are open. So there's someone in that sorting office is having a fondle through people's cards. It's not ideal. So every other
That's
Christmas
getting
card's
cut,
open.
isn't it?
You think, how am I meant to
If
explain
someone's
this to,
sending money.
100
Yeah.
customers? And I'm going, sorry, lads, I haven't opened them. It just so happens they're, it's not just my van, everyone's van. Someone's going through them.
Because you live outside London, so I am never sending anything by wrong mail, honestly. It's a
I
joke.
wouldn't. I certainly wouldn't send anything either pricey or never send money through the post, full stop.
Yeah,
I mean, not that we have to anymore. We can just bank transfer each other and have done with it. Do you know what I mean? It's Christmas time.
unless it's a ch what about well, actually, I don't know. I was gonna say sending a check, but they can still get your bank details off it.
But I mean, checks, you can only cash the check if it's in your name. Do you know what I mean? So it's sort of checks work.
Looks like I'm sending checks.
Yeah, we are back to the 1900s, aren't we? Sending checks to each other and
I love a good check, you know. I love writing a check out because I've done it a couple of times at a restaurant when I've been on board.
wow. Are they the ones that go, sorry, we don't take cash. Check it is.
Yeah,
Good luck
I've
cashing
done
that, it's
that. No,
bouncing.
I did once at a restaurant. I had cash. I had like 50 quid in cash on me. And I just wanted to get rid of it. So I said, right, well, this is my ex. I said, right, we're going to go and have dinner. And
Imagine having extra cash like that. Pocket change, mate.
we don't have cash. Well, it was birthday money. Birthday money.
Oh,
And he said, no, don't take cash. So I said, and this was before the pandemic. And I said, what do you mean you don't take cash? So no, we don't take cash anymore. So, okay, fine. Do you take check? I said, I don't know. Well, you do now.
yeah.
And I
There you
wrote
go.
them out a check and left. And I said, well, I've paid my bill. There's a check there. Well, yeah,
Yeah.
but we don't want to take a check. That's fuck you. I mean, what do you mean you don't take cash?
It annoys me so much when people say, no, we don't take cash. Like, I understand why, but sure, I mean, it
Yeah.
was always the point that businesses took cash because if nothing else, you can avoid some tax. Do you know what I
Yeah,
mean?
yeah, yeah. Well,
But even so,
cash is the, yeah.
you've got the cash, it's the transaction of you've got the cash ready in your hand if you need it. Do you know what I mean? It's not like, I don't know, if like for the
Cash
business's
is a
point of
rich
view,
man's friend.
yeah.
Yeah.
If you've got cash, it's hard, hard cash. I know it's not doing anything unless you put it into savings these days or something like that. But
Yeah.
cash was always king. Whereas now
Yeah.
they're moving everything online. I mean, again, I understand it, everything's safer and blah, 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 blah. But,
Yeah.
technically someone else has got your money.
Yeah, exactly.
And they use your money. The bank will use everyone's money until you need it.
Yeah. No, I know. The bank, yeah, that's how the system works anyway.
Just but mad.
I was gonna send something, but when I saw they were asking people to have sent first class post by, what was it, Friday?
Oh, they're loving it, mate. Honestly, there's people up in arms.
Nah.
Madness.
I'm gonna DPD it.
Yeah, I would.
Courier service a letter.
Do you know these people? Do you know these smart people? Yeah, they're sending. When you're sending like a parcel, you know, if you're sending like a Christmas gift to someone or something like that, if you stick your letter on the envelope, on the parcel, and then just send the parcel, that will get there quicker than if you send in the letter. Because they're just telling us they don't care about letters. They're telling us take out the parcels and that's it. I mean, even so, the parcels are only the ones that are tracked. You know, like you can check them online where they are and whatever else. So anything that's sent just normal, second class, first class, whatever, if it's not tracked, it's not getting taken, even signed for. I've got parcels in the office that have been there for at least a week that are still waiting to go out. Do you know what I mean?
So what you're saying is, if I did want to send a thing by wrong mail, if I want to send a letter, make it a parcel.
Yeah.
And make it tracked.
Yeah.
And then send it
Which
out.
Is a problem, because then you see that's the most expensive way to send things through Royal Mail. That's what they're doing. That's the whole point of it, is that instead of sending, you sent like a medium parcel for £3.65, if you have to send it tracked, it's going to be like £7 something. So it's like twice the price, but at least it gets there. That's the ridiculous thing, you know.
Outrageous behaviour.
Yeah, it's not good. So yeah, I wouldn't even bother sending anything through Royal Mail, to be honest with you.
Cheers, lad. Thanks for the advice.
Yeah, I mean, it's sense, but I mean, yeah, anything, but you know, I don't want to slate. I've never slated a company that I've worked for before, but it is getting beyond the joke.
Different gravy,
you know,
this.
It's, yeah, they're not helping themselves and we're not helping them either. Do you know what I mean? It's absolutely going up the drain, down a drain pipe is a thing, isn't it?
Moving on.
So, do you know, I said we've got a problem with this mould. So our house, or this flat, is, I can't remember what they called it. It's rough something. It's like pebble dash on the outside. You know, you've got like essentially like cladding,
sandpaper outside. Yeah.
So it's like loads of little stones and grit and sand.
I'm pretty sure that is pebble dash. Yeah,
it's the same. Well, so when I looked it up, pebble dash is the same thing with render, but you essentially dash the pebbles on afterwards. Whereas opposed to this is mixed up pre paste.
That makes a difference, doesn't it?
Apparently.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's why, because it retains, it's supposed to retain the heat and it lasts for decades as opposed to painting it or whatever. But it doesn't allow circulation because you're essentially living in a brick. Do you know what I mean? Like you're living inside cement. So that's why we've got so much mold and moisture and why most places in London seem to have, because they're all the same. Cheap, isn't it?
Yeah, all shit.
Yeah. So that's pretty,
I see. So that's
pretty bad.
That's not great.
Yeah.
Not much you can do about that, unfortunately. I thought you lived in a flat.
Yeah, we did. Well, it's a house that's split into two. So I mean,
so you have the downstairs or the upstairs?
Yeah, downstairs. Oh, do you know what? Talking about presents and things, I really want to talk about how difficult it is to buy people Christmas presents. Like someone needs to address the situation, because you see the problem. If you don't live with someone, or you don't see them often, you don't know what they need or what they want.
Yeah,
they
true.
Even like these days. Do you know what I mean? I talk to my pals probably every day. Do I know what to buy them for Christmas? Do I sausage? I've no idea what the guys. Do you know what I mean? What do you want? Pampers? What if you've got a child? That'd do, wouldn't it? Give a brother a helping hand. I'll get you some Cowgate, bro. What do you want? Do you know what I mean?
I'll get you some formula mix. Yeah.
That'll sort it out.
I mean,
cheer the missus up.
It is
the old achy.
That is why this. I was thinking just for him, you know. I mean, it's winter's cold, nipples. You know. You need. I was thinking more just, you know.
I think they're doing it.
But we go with that. Yeah,
I think they need a pair.
I think you're doing it wrong, lad.
Doing that.
Yeah, yeah.
Some advice, counselling. Yeah, so
get you some Sudocrem, maybe. For sure.
Incredible.
Chafed up nips.
Oof.
My brother did say he was getting me some nipple tassels for Christmas. So
that
I'm
is
sure.
Good. I mean, I don't know if he's aware, but you do have some already. So,
Yeah, plenty of collection. But I'm always eager to.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Different coloured tassels. Right. Very good.
Metal ones. These ones got hooks.
Oh, yes, please.
Tasty, that. You know, I saw something rotten the other day.
Mm.
I saw them absolutely rotten. I saw this video of a guy parachuting, but he was topless and the parachute was attached to him via hooks.
Oh no.
Yeah, in his skin. So he had like the backpack on, you know, and it was attached by hooks into his skin. Yeah. And I was like looking at like squinting, I was like, surely not. And no word of a lie.
Fuck me.
That's awful, right? Imagine the downforce that just rip your ribs off.
It's all white until you open the chute. No, and you rip back.
I don't know. It just there's got to be a point at which you have one of those eight hooks like pull through your skin that maybe this isn't a good idea, lads.
Do you know the people waiting for him at the bottom there? All they'd see is a man slam into the ground and then his spine
skin just floating
down afterwards. At least that's safe. At least that's safe. His whole back came off. No problem.
We can make it. We can make a book out of that. That'll do.
Lovely.
Use that as his last will and testament.
Is that? There seems to be a parachute on the parachute. No, no, no. That's his skin floating down. This is his meat sack floating down.
That's a souvenir. I love it.
It was just his sloppy insides fell out, I'm afraid.
Oh.
Like a pillowcase turned inside out. Off it goes.
Oh.
Rough, isn't it?
That's rough.
Hey, you brought it up, mate. I'm just telling you the facts.
That was a horrible thing.
That's not good, is it?
No. So I did see the other day that made me think of you because I thought you'd just see the funny side of this. I don't know if you paid attention to anything that's got on the news recently, but a lot of it has been about the strikes or that kind of thing. Mm. So I'm sure the government are trying to cover something else up. There's normally strikes take precedent in the news when they're trying to stop people focusing on, I don't know, maybe the fact that people can't actually afford to heat their homes.
Can't afford to eat. Don't worry about the rest of it.
Yeah, that kind of thing. I will say this. Hang on. I'll say what I was going to say before I say this bit. But okay. So the only thing I was going to say is I saw in the news that Rishi Sunak has opened up a new coal mine. And everyone was getting really aggy about it.
Yeah.
I just thought that is the biggest Chad move, like Sigma Alpha male move I've ever seen. Like just purely for the fact that he's just come back from COP26 or 27. Yeah. Like, you know, the biggest like climate change conference in yearly in the world. And he's come back. First thing he's done, right? Right, boys. I've been listening about the damage that fossil fuels have done to the world. New coal mine, that's the one.
Get that open.
Oh, I just thought, that really made me laugh.
It's like he's gone, you see the last couple that we've had, the last couple of them, you thought they were bad, fucking watch this, back to Maggie Thatcher time.
Yeah.
Get them back
see
open.
See what I can do.
You didn't like Maggie Thatcher, she closed them. You. I'll fucking open them. Yeah. That's him.
I'll open them again.
Get the Northerners fucking going, isn't it? You want your houses heated up? Have some coal.
Yeah, have some coal. Free coal burner to everyone who votes Conservative in the next election.
Yeah, I don't know what is going on in that man's head.
Loved it. That just made me laugh. But one thing I was going to say when you talk about heating the homes is I was talking to my mum about this because my mum and dad were kind of young, well, they were teenagers during the winter of discontent, which is period just before Thatcher took over, where the unions were like had their stranglehold on the country and they were just striking and striking. Like, people, you know, they just weren't getting coal, bodies were piling up in the morgues, that kind of thing. Mm. Anyway, yeah, but like, and they were just saying it was so much worse than it is now. Like,
yeah, of course,
it is just so much worse than now. They were just saying, yeah, it's expensive, but it's expensive. It's not that you don't have that. Like, you know, the option is, do I pay for it or not? Not
that's it. It's buy it or don't.
Does it actually exist or not?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's buy it or don't. Not, you know, we have the money, but, you know, the bins haven't been taken out in 4 months.
Yeah, exactly.
So we can't actually get to our front door.
We've actually got more bats than dinners.
Yeah, kind of thing. Like, they would come home and have dinner by candlelight. Not because they couldn't afford it, but because there were so many strikes, they just couldn't do anything.
No,
so.
Exactly. But you think this is what when people start talking about how ridiculous everything is now and how hard life is and whatever. And you think, do you know how hard other people have had it? Like
Yeah,
we can
true.
still go home with, okay, the heating's expensive, but we can still put the heating on. We can still turn
Yeah.
lights on. We can still, we can still talk to people that back then would have been
Yeah.
fully dead by now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like,
Yeah. Well.
dysentery. There's just a million things that would have happened. But I mean,
Yeah, a
do you know what?
million other things, man.
I had a conversation with my friends the other day, and he was talking. He's one of these guys that he doesn't believe in COVID, doesn't believe it was ever a thing. He's never had anyone that's like no one close to him that's been affected by it, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
And I
Yeah.
was trying to say to him, like, I understand his point of view because he hasn't been
Yeah.
affected by it and no one that he knows has. Fact is, I had COVID not long ago. Ollie's got COVID now, and it's rough, man. Like, it's bad. But there's,
Oh
you know,
no, it sucks
I was
ass.
trying to say to him, there's a million people out there that have lost family members, friends, whatever. If you go and talk to them and tell them that COVID doesn't exist or it's not that bad, it's just the same as a cold, blah, blah, blah. Like, you can't have that point of view and expect everyone else to understand and believe the same. Do
Yeah.
you know what I mean? It made me so angry. And he
You're gonna
started,
get your teeth knocked in for a start.
yeah, he started talking about how, like the common cold was supposed to be the biggest killer before this. And I said, it's related deaths. It's not deaths from, you wouldn't necessarily die from a sneeze, but if you've got underlying health conditions, it then affects it, is the point. So you can then write, on the death certificates, it would be death by whatever through complications of COVID or through cold or whatever else. But the guy, he just didn't act. He didn't want it. Didn't want the smoke. Didn't understand it, and it annoyed me. My point
No,
is that
yeah.
all these people complaining about it. Imagine they did that in over the plague when the plague was happening. Oh, I don't think there's any
Yeah,
such thing as it, mate. And it's just pure bodies.
yeah.
Do you know what I mean? You ain't even got people to take the bodies away, let alone you just got to burn the
Yeah.
things where they are, just in case they
You got
infect
anything
someone
else,
else.
mate?
And you're gonna what? Stand by the burning pit and say, "Oh, don't
Yeah.
think it's existing, mate." Don't
No,
know.
there's
Just
something else is doing
a
this.
big cart crash over there, wouldn't there? That's what happened there. Horses
Yeah.
trampled them.
I remember the reading. I've got a book. It's a flat book. It's called "Scourging Angel" by Benedict Plummer.
Okay.
Actually, this is what I'm going to do, by the way. You know, you're doing a film thing. Well, I read a lot, so I'm going to start recommending
You know,
people
I really
books.
appreciate that. It's a good one.
So this, I don't know what segment this is going to be called. He's been written again, something like that. Yeah.
Incredible. Yeah,
That's what it's
okay,
going to be, lads.
that's brilliant.
I've been reading a book by Benedict Gummer
Surely it
called
needs
The
to be a bit
Scourging
more
Angel.
tranquil, a bit calmer,
What?
because
The,
if you know,
no, because
like
I
Peter
read
Lee reading a book and
furiously.
you're going, I'm
Ah!
reading
Screaming at the
super
book.
angry read it, like proper flipping the pages,
Yeah.
tearing bits out.
If every page I read, I just rip out and burn. Just,
Yeah.
but
Nobody
the
should ever
Nazi
read
book
this again.
burnings. No. Forbidden knowledge, forbidden knowledge.
Oh man.
But
Okay, sorry. Go on.
anyway, so Scourging Angel, subtitle is The Black Death of the British Isles. And it is all about sort of the different like stages of Black Death. And it's mainly about the 14th century. I mean, we had a bit of plague in the 17th century and other times as well. But it's talking about the 14th century. And one of the things they said was that certain merchants that had gone from Holland, right, to England, brought back news that Holland was largely untouched, right?
Okay.
And Holland is true, the Black Death, although being very close to the nations that were worst affected, France and England, actually didn't suffer that bad, which is why they managed to they kind of had this buffer zone of Belgium and other places that anyway, it's basically geography. But to cut a
Okay.
long story short, right, one of the things that they had in the Netherlands at that time, and no one really knows why, is like a huge amount of cats,
Okay.
just a lot of cats everywhere, in the cities. No one really know can explain why they had so many cats there. But it's a bit like Cyprus is now. Cyprus is an island of cats, right? So
Yep.
for some reason, there's just a shitload of cats. Anyway, obviously the cats ate the rats. And aren't themselves susceptible to I think the Latin name is Justinianus something, because it's actually named after King Justinian, the Emperor Justinian. Right. Anyway, so they're not susceptible to it. So they killed the rats, the fleas died, and it didn't spread. And they brought, and the merchants brought back this tale, and so they tried to figure out what the Dutch were doing, that the English weren't, right? No one thought to actually just ask, but the Dutch didn't work. It hadn't worked it out themselves either. But so yeah. They stumbled upon the idea that the Dutch wore clogs, which kept them off the ground.
Incredible.
And they came up with some fucking stupid explanation about, you know, the air on the ground being foul or something.
Oh wow!
And okay. So the clogs would keep you up. And it was true. The traditional dress of the Dutch at that time was the wooden clogs, yeah. But that was a practical thing to keep you out of the mud. Now, so. Like, they weren't totally wrong, but what it struck me was that even the Dutch, who were benefiting from the effect of the cats eating the rats, didn't really know what they were doing. They hadn't worked it out, etc. And the people who were in need of that kind of thing hadn't worked it out either. And I just think that is a brilliant... I'm glad to see that that was the case 800 years ago, because it's definitely the case now when people complain about diseases or things, or say that it's a hard life, right? And don't take into account all the diseases we've eradicated. Yes, it's a hard life, but it would have been fucking awful about 100 years ago. So, again, actually, I'm going to get on my soapbox here for a second, right? Because it's something that Jordan Peterson said that I just think I watched it about 3 years ago, and it's so true, right? Most people now have the privilege of complaining about the past.
Mm-hmm.
Because they live in these boxes where they can be warm, right? And they don't have wolves eating their children. And he said, now
mostly,
if by and large, people now have the luxury of complaining about the past. That is a luxury that many people in the past didn't have about their ancestors. All they could do was make up stories about how grand they were, so that they felt like they had something, some kind of continuation with heroism. And I really hate it when I hear people complaining about how people were in the past, because you have no idea how you would be or how you would react if you had 17 crippling diseases trying to get you at once, wild animals trying to eat you, all the rest of the shit in the world to deal with, war, pestilence, famine. You just have no idea. Everything you have to do to just keep warm and stay alive is so much more than press a button and the rest of it. And he said, if you talk about the oppression of women, for instance, in the past, traditionally, it's men and women have both had it fucking awful in history, and they've helped each other get through it. One has not oppressed the other, by and large, what's the best way of putting this? In ancient history, or in actually a long time ago, not just 70 years ago when we were on the cusp of being comfortable and men were coming back from wars that they shouldn't have been fighting in the first place, etc., and started beating up their wives. And it's, I just think
that's all comes back to it, mate.
Yeah. But anyway, yeah, I just think, come on, lads, let's get some perspective here. You are not living in fear of polio.
Yeah.
Or rickets.
Exactly that. It's not, you know, I mean, like you said, we've been through a million things as a world. And only now can we, you know, sit back and say, that was all a bit shit, wasn't it? And now, because we've lost the idea of how bad things can be, then we're all so comfortable and so happy to complain about such, you know, when people make jokes about our first world problems, that's literally what it is, you know.
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
I mean, there all is still stuff. People. I mean, it's living with no food, no water, no energy, and they're still living, you know, you can't even contact these people. That's how bad it is. Do you know what I mean?
I know. I mean, it beggars belief. My cousin married a Gambian guy, and lovely fella. We're very culturally different, but I had a couple of good conversations with him. And there's one, and we got onto the conversation of sort of just, you know, what England is, well, politics, basically. And he just started laughing, and he just couldn't, he just thought that the English were so silly for being concerned with the things that they are, things like gender identity and preparations for slavery. And he was just, I'm not going to try and do his accent, but he was just laughing. He was just saying, these are not problems. You know, these are not problems. What he called them sillinesses.
Exactly what they are, aren't they?
Thought, yeah, because you know, he was telling me about, yeah, we had a toilet outside and hole in the ground, and you couldn't go to the toilet after dark outside because you didn't know what would be out there waiting for you. And I thought, now that gender identity, that's silliness compared to I can't take a shit when it's dark, because I might get eaten or bitten.
Literally, that.
Okay. That's a real concern there.
Yeah, that's not good, is it? He's been watching the telly, the lazy cunt. It's good.
You go ahead. Yeah,
so this week, I've been watching Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
You know, the Adams Family.
Yeah. Spinoff.
Spinoff, yeah. And it's actually very good. I think it was only 6 parts or 8 parts. I can't remember, but we got through it ASAP, right. Rocky. It's not. So I thought it was essentially going to be like the Addams Family, but centered around Wednesday Addams, right?
Yeah.
But it's actually solely about her with a small. They sort of, you know, they introduce them as a family, and they have. You never see Cousin It, which is fine. Fester is a very strangely cast character. But that's because the Uncle Fester that I was used to in the films in the 90s was a very different character. He was very... Do you know, I think that was very well cast back then, as opposed to...
Oh, he was great.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't think that it's badly cast now. I just think that it's a little far-fetched from what it was, you know.
Right, okay.
Yeah. He seems to be able to do everything. It's one of those, like, everything goes terribly wrong every episode. And then about 6 episodes in, he turns up and just sorts it all, and that's it, you know.
Right. Okay. Yeah.
But it was so they. I think they actually did a really good job of steering it away from just being about the strangeness of the Addams Family, and indeed, like the school that she goes to is also full of strange kids, and you know that some of them are wolves, and some of them can do, I don't know, some of them are what are the ones that they... Sirens, you know, the ones that can
pull
you to the rocks and things like that. So, I mean, it was really nicely done because instead of focusing on that and being like a Harry Potter-esque sort of thing, it was very much, here's all the characters, here's all the people, they all do weird things, let's move on. And then they did it was essentially like a murder mystery, which is very cool. You know, there was like a monster that goes... I don't want to ruin it for people, not that anyone listens, but, you know... So there's like a monster goes around, starts knocking people off and whatever, and it's like an accusation job. And then at the end of the series, there is a bit of a plot twist, and we find out, oh, that's exactly what's happened. That's crazy. It was really cool. The actors and actresses in it are actually quite good. Like, I think, again, Morticia, the mum, is played by Catherine Zeta-Jones. Mm. And the dad is... can't remember his name. He's been on loads of things.
Oh, I've seen a picture of this guy. Yeah. I know who you mean. Yeah, yeah.
Doesn't matter anyway. It's because the characters are so different from the films of the 90s. They're very well done because it makes you essentially forget all about that because they're good. They're good is the point. I've written here, I appreciated the storylines and the extra stories which seem irrelevant and then become the actual true storyline in the end.
Yeah.
Which is
cool. Okay.
I mainly started watching it because it was like a throwback to my childhood. You know, like I said, I watched the films growing up and they were really cool. So I thought it was going to be good, but actually it was more enjoyable than I thought it was going to be. So
that's always pleasant.
I can't remember how I'm rating it, but I would give it a strong 9 out of 10.
That's pretty high.
Yeah, it was really, really good. It was really good. I was just going to say I'm one of those people that will happily start a series and watch maybe, you know, 1 episode, 2 episodes. And if I don't like it, I'll just stop watching it. I'm not going to push through the whole thing. So to sit there and watch potentially 8 episodes in like 2 days, three days was, you know, one of those. It was a feat in itself to keep my attention. So well done, Netflix.
Fair enough, bro.
Yeah.
I mean, I love the films, yeah, for sure. Uncle Fester was class. Morticia and Gomez, out of this world. I always dreamed of shagging a goth girl just because of Morticia.
Okay.
I think that's a little insight to my psyche for you, bro.
Yeah, lovely. Childhood trauma coming through there.
Enjoy that. Yeah. Well, I haven't watched it, so I will now. My sister recommended it to me, but you like your kind of magic-y stuff, don't you? Or your kind of fantasies.
Olivia does. And it's the choice. I have the choice at the moment on telly between a pretend murder mystery or a real life murder mystery. So I choose pretend because it's less scary.
I see a theme there.
No, I don't mind it, to be fair. I quite enjoy it. Like I said, you know, the last couple that I've watched, I've really enjoyed. But some of them are a bit much. Some of them, you know, when you're watching what's the one with Stephen Avery? That was full on.
Oh no, Making a Murderer.
That's the one. Making a Murderer. That
fucked me up, that one.
Honestly, that was like a 30-part series. It was so long. But then when you start, you know, about halfway through and you think, bloody hell, they're proper making mincemeat out of this fellow, and they're, you know, potentially planting evidence and making up the rules as they go along and coercing people, and dearie, dearie me. That's why I don't like watching them, because it's a true thing that actually happens.
Yeah, it's depressing.
I don't want to acknowledge it. Why not give us a tweet? We're @2spoons_coffee.